Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18, these are God's words. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. So last week, we learned from Revelation 12, as we prepared to sing, Am I a Soldier of the Cross? We learned from Revelation 12 that every believer and every child of a believer is at war, is in battle. You don't get to decide whether or not you're going to be in spiritual warfare. There has been war between the serpent and the Christ, and the seed of the serpent and the Christ, and the woman who is the church and the serpent, since the garden, since Genesis chapter 3, this war has been taking place. And one of the things that happens in Jesus's earthly ministry is that there is a war in heaven during the ministry. And with Michael and his angels, Michael apparently of the archangels, the chief, and the devil and his angels, and that in anticipation of Jesus ascending and taking his seat upon the throne, the devil is cast down. The Lord Jesus tells the disciples when they return that when he has sent them out, and then they return, and they're rejoicing and reporting over their ministry. Jesus says, I saw Satan fall like lightning. An occasion that we can line up with the same thing happening in the book of Revelation, and know that Revelation was talking about things that were happening during the earthly ministry of Jesus, among other times. Revelation does talk about many, many different times. But for us, there is no longer an adversary who, or an accuser who accuses us day and night in heaven. The accuser has been cast down, and the war has really come to earth. Not that the devil didn't attack people, during, no, don't brush your hair, Sophia. Put that brush down and pay attention. Not that the devil didn't attack people before the Lord Jesus came, but we saw that in the coming of the Lord Jesus, there was much more demonic activity on earth, wasn't there? There are some people who make the mistake and think that the level of demonic activity that you see during the life of Christ and during the ministry of Christ is one that was throughout history, and that it even continues today. But we do know that there is more satanic and demonic activity on earth today, ever since the coming of Christ, than there was before. How do we know? Well, Revelation 12 told us that the war, or the great battle that took place in the heavenly realms being over, that Satan and his demons are much more fierce now than they were before. But, on the other hand, in heaven, we have our advocate that, you know, the apostle talks in Romans 8 about who will bring a charge against God's elect. God is justifying, and who will condemn? That Jesus, our mediator, who is the one who condemns, who sits on the throne and hands out verdicts and sentences, that he is our advocate, our intercessor, our mediator. He stands for us and pleads his own blood for us. So what you see at the beginning of Job with the accuser and the enemy of the brethren, of the people of God, having a regular or continual audience in which he can bring accusation, that no longer happens in heaven. So if you had to choose between fiercer accusation in heaven with less battle on earth and fiercer battle on earth with your mediator sitting on the throne of heaven, you would definitely choose to be in the condition we are now. But just like we heard last week, then the dragon, the serpent, is continuing to make war on the woman and her children, who have the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony, and who love not their lives even unto death. So this week, the first portion of the worship service is going to be from Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 18, which we have just read, reminding and teaching us that the Lord has given us equipment for the battle. And the equipment for the battle is his own strength, especially by his word and by prayer, that his spirit is the one who strengthens us, arms us by his word, and his spirit is the one who stirs us up to prayer, so that we will be engaged in this battle that we are in by the Lord's own strength. You don't have the choice of not being at war. When someone else is at war with you, not fighting is to lose, is to be easily slaughtered. This is something that, in terms of human battle, there are some who don't understand. They think that we can just be friends with all our enemies. Utterly foolish. And so it would also be in spiritual things. So we don't get to be not at war. We don't get to pretend it away. And it would be just as foolish if the battle is against those who are stronger than we are. It would be foolish, just as foolish, to fight in our own strength instead of God's. That's why we can't come to the worship and just get a TED talk about good advice about how to live better. That's why we have to have Christ preached to us. And that's why that even when we do receive instruction, we receive instruction by way of the preaching of his word, because it is his word that he uses to give us his strength. So, and prayer. So let us see that in the passage. He says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Okay, so the reason to put on this armor is because this is the armor by which the Lord gives us to be strong with his own power instead of ours. Which, when you are reading your Bible day by day and paying attention to family worship, meditating upon his word day and night, hearing his word in the assembly, doing all those things, and it doesn't seem to be going well, don't be discouraged. Because the reason you're doing those things is not so that you could accomplish what you are aiming at, but it is because God will accomplish what he is aiming at. And so you press on in those things. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Why? Verse 12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this age and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Okay, so the spiritual hosts of wickedness, especially that have been cast down from the heavenly places, are the ones against whom we are constantly doing battle. Your flesh is bad enough by itself, isn't it? Your sinfulness from your original nature. But there are the invisible powers that are seeking to be aligned with your flesh against you, against Christ, against your new nature. And so you shouldn't be surprised when sanctification, when the mortifying, the killing of remaining sin is so difficult, is such a battle, because you are at war, and you are at war not only with that which remains from your original nature, your fleshly self, but with actual hosts, armies of beings stronger than you in and of themselves. Thankfully, you have God himself in whose power to fight or to be strong. And the point is to stand. Verse 10, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the wicked, of the devil, sorry. Verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. Okay, so just to be able to stand in the battle, you need the power of God. If we are not availing ourselves of the word and prayer in dependence upon the Holy Spirit, then we will find ourselves backsliding and battered and beaten. We won't even be able to stand. When you're in battle against forces that are much stronger than you are, then you had better use the armor that God gives you in dependence upon the God who gives it. Because the only way that this battle can be waged is in his own strength. So he says in verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Okay, that comes from the Bible. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Well, how do you get righteousness? Well, through faith in Jesus Christ. By believing, embracing him and the truth about him. Knowing that he is your righteousness and not your own works. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Again, words about Jesus and what he has done. Upon, above all, taking the shield of faith, which is believing those words. Faith is not hoping against all reason. Faith has content. Faith is about specific things. It's believing what God says and embracing him as he has described himself and what he has done as he has described it. With which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So again, his saving us, his using his word, and the Spirit being the one who makes all of these things effective for us. So doing battle in your life, in the battle that you are engaged in, is really not very complex. Remember, we keep saying this, not complex, but difficult. It's not complex. You take up the word of God and all that it tells you about him as our Savior in Jesus Christ. And the way that that is made effective for you, the way that you are enabled to put on all this armor, to make use of all this armor, is by the Holy Spirit's work. But it's not just the word, it's also prayer. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And so prayer is the manner that this by which the Spirit keeps us resting upon God, resting upon Christ, and praying not only for ourselves but for others. Notice the supplication for all the saints at the end of verse 18. So the spiritual warfare that we are in, and if we had time to have gone through the whole book of Ephesians, which we did, I think concluding last year, going back into 2020 as well, we wouldn't have noticed that the great place that our battle takes place is in our marriages, in relationships between parents and children, is in our daily work, masters and servants, and so forth. So the Christian life is not something that is way, way out there. The Christian battle is not something that is way, way out there. And it is not something that is particularly complex. But it is difficult, and it is waged in God's strength by proper use of God's word as we call upon God through prayer, and all of this sustained by the Holy Spirit. So we're at war, but we have the way of standing in the battle, which is God himself. And we have the means by which he gives us to stand by his strength, and that is especially his word and prayer. So God grant that our lives would be full of studying and believing, meditating upon his word, and lifting up our hearts to him in prayer, which we'll do now. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have seated our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus, even in his glorified humanity, upon the throne of heaven. And that you have given us your word as a means especially used by your Spirit in our lives, to make us strong with your strength for standing in the battle in which we find ourselves here on earth. And we pray that you would give us consistency in reading and thinking about your word, and that you would powerfully use it, and that you would make us to meditate upon what you say and cling to you. And we ask that you would make us consistent in prayer, calling upon your name, laying before you all our difficulty, all of our neediness, and that your Spirit would help us to pray. Even now, we feel the truth of that part of your word that says we do not know what to pray for as we ought. And we thank you that your Spirit helps us in our weakness. For your grace is sufficient for us, and your strength is made perfect in weakness. And therefore, we exult even in our weakness, because when we are weak, then we are strong in dependence upon you. Grant unto us to come out of the battle victorious. Grant unto us even to know ourselves now already more than conquerors in you who have loved us and who have given Christ for us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.